WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Sky Bar. It's a band called Gaslight Anthem. That was a Gaslight Anthem, as I said, with a song called Lucky. It's about 8:03 WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Sky Bar. We're going to get a call in from Michael Caine, from Michael Caine in the Morning After in about 12 minutes. Going to try to time this thing so that it lines up perfectly with that time. We'll see what happens, though. But right now, this is a song by a band called Emil and the Sniffers. This is about a nice little ride in the country.
I am touching your leg and I Cross the dragon, it's heavy on my mind.
Devil Swing off of Unholy Hymns. The band was called the Bridge City Sinners. Mark Linden, the Unloved, with a song called Lost off of The Last Bastion. And Emil and the Sniffers with Hurts off of Comfort to Me. It's about 8:12. I'm going to play one now by, when Michael calls in, Michael Caine, we're going to talk about a couple of his singles he has coming out, as well as a new release on State Line Records. But first, I'm going to play one of those singles right here, and we'll talk about it a bit in a while when he rings in. But this is Michael Caine in the Morning Afters.
Yeah. Main Street, where the boys snuck you in through the basement. Well, there's no match for you as you push right through past the guy handing out all the bracelets. And you always seemed a little alone in the backseat of those cars, falling like dynamos, always depending on the radio, tearing through the speakers by your feet in the cold. And you feel like we can't go on, and you feel like we can't go on.
Hello?
Hey, this is Mike.
What's up? Can you hear me good? I can hear you.
I can hear you, yeah, you're good.
Awesome. So, hey, thanks for calling in, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I wish I could have you in the studio, but we can't do that yet, so this is the next best thing.
For sure, one day.
Yeah. So, I'm going to talk a bit about the singles, but first of all, I got to ask you, how did you get the name, The Morning Afters?
You know, the funny thing is, I wanted my name on it, and then I wanted a and something, and I had, like, notebooks full of names. And most of them were, like, kind of terrible, and one of my friends suggested this, and I was like, all right. Like, I was just like, at the end of today, I'm going to pick the best one, and that was the one, and...
Yeah,
that's it.
And it's stuck, and it works. So I just played Carole K, and I didn't know who Carole K was. I did look her up, but tell me what it meant to you, that the whole meaning behind the Carole K song.
Yeah, well, the song, it's funny because I name-checked her in the song,
right.
and I've always been fascinated by her because, like, if you really dig into, like, what she did, like, I mean, she was a studio musician in, like, a very male-dominated arena, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a pioneer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you look at the records she played on, like, they will blow your mind.
I mean,
everything from, like, the Beach Boys to Sinatra to, I mean, it's just endless.
Right,
so
right.
I wanted to put her in a song, but then, on the other hand, I wanted to also write a song that is kind of, like, addressing... you know, where we were. It was the last song that was written for the record. We finished the record right kind of when COVID was really, you know, in the spring of 2020, right when everything was kind of going down. And I wrote a song that essentially the mantra is everybody is just trying to do the best they can, like regardless of what side you're on or who you voted for, everybody's trying to just do their version of what their best is.
Just trying to survive, you know? At some point.
Absolutely. Everybody's at each other's throats, but everybody is just trying to do their best.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or disagree. So I kind of wrapped it all into one song, and that's it.
It's a great song. And then, of course, you have Tear This World Apart. And I love your sound. It's just straight up rock and roll. You have guitars, drums, piano. A little bit about that song. I'm going to play that next when we get done here, but a little bit about that.
Yeah. Tear This World Apart was the first song I actually wrote for the record, and I wrote it for the specific part of being the first song on a record. Like, I wanted to kind of do what, like, Springsteen did with Thunder Road, where he just, sets up the record.
Yeah, we're going to get to him in a minute.
here's the first song of the record, and this is the mission statement.
Yeah.
Like, here it is.
It all laid out right there. That's, like, the start. Yeah.
And essentially, it was me just saying, like, I haven't been in a band since I was in my 20s, early 20s, and in my late 30s, early 40s, I go, you know what, I'm going to do this. Am I too old to do this? So that's sort of the thing, the struggle, and it's just like, you know what, we're just going to take a big swing at this whole thing, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's great. And you're coming out on State Line Records. I played Mark Lind earlier. I don't know if you heard The Unloved, something off The Last Bastion.
Great record, yeah.
So how did you and Mark, have you known him a long time, how did that come together, that partnership?
Yeah, I've known of Mark since I was a kid.
Right, the bands,
Yeah, and the funny thing is, and he doesn't tell many people this, but I was the door guy at their first show, right?
Oh, God, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in Worcester, and there was nobody there. It was them, me, the sound guy, and I think that was it. I just remember thinking, like, these guys are terrible. Right? These guys are terrible. But fast forward to when they put out their second record, Dark Days.
Yeah.
I remember hearing it thinking, I haven't heard anything like this record come out of this area. And it was only the span of, I don't know, a year and a half. Right. And that record blew me away at the time.
We're talking about the Ducky Boys now, right?
Yeah, the second Ducky Boys record, So I was writing songs, which ended up being on the 7-inch that Mark put out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted him to hear them. I'm like, hey, Mark, here's 10 songs that we demoed. Like, give me your opinion. And he wrote back, I want to put them out. And it was never my intention, but I'm glad he did.
Yeah, me too. And when's, probably next year, early next year?
The full length should be sometime in the spring of next year, yeah.
Cool. So I mean, I can't let you go without you mentioned them earlier, but I'm a Springsteen guy myself. I know you are too. When did you, and I'm always surprised when people, because he's very polarizing, I'm always surprised when people that are at all younger than me like the guy. Like, when did you first discover him and say, wow, this guy's pretty good? Like, what album, what tour?
I can tell you exactly what it was. I got for Christmas in, I want to say, 84.
Yeah.
If it was out by then, I got Born in the USA.
Yeah, that's when it came out. Yep.
That was my first introduction.
That's with a lot of people. And then you kind of backtrack and you hear, like, you know, is it Born to Run and Darkness? And you say, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing about his catalog is, and I can't say it for too many other artists, is like, there's a record for every age. You know what I mean? Like, Born in the USA for me was a very, like, young kid. It was very anthemic. But as you get older, then you kind of hit Born to Run a little bit.
Yeah.
As you become a songwriter, you go all the way back to, like, the first two records.
Yeah. Very Dylan-esque. Very wordy, first couple records.
Oh, the first two, yeah. First two, absolutely. But he's, I mean, I have a handful of, like, Mount Rushmore people as far as songwriting, and like Dylan's on that, and Springsteen's on that, and Tom Petty's on that, and it's just like, you know, it just doesn't get any better. I mean, just watch that No Nukes concert. Have you watched that yet?
Exactly. I did too. I played a cut off it last week. Yeah, but that's, I first saw him in 1980. I was done. I was hooked. But I don't want to babble about him too much, but I know, it's funny because I know you cover Born to Run. I know you like him. I know Mark likes him a lot. So, anyway, I just had a hit on that. But do you guys, what do you have lined up in the future with the Morning Afters? Any shows or?
Yeah, we got we're going up in the first weekend in December. So not this weekend, but the weekend after. So yep. I think it's the 10th and the 11th. We're going up to Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
And then we're coming down on the Saturday afternoon. We're doing the annual Toys for Tots benefit.
Great.
Which we get asked to do a lot. It's like Jamie from Loser Circle asked us to do it. And for some reason, we just can never do it because schedules. But this year, we're really excited to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play your tunes here. Thanks again for calling in. And when it comes out the full length, you know, I'll be spinning it, and I've been playing Cavalcade right along, and Tear This World Apart is great as well. You got great stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We're gonna play Tear This World Apart, and keep in touch.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right,
we'll see.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, that was Michael Caine from Michael Caine and the Morning Afters, and this is his newest single, Tear This World Apart.
Why begin all these songs with the night don't give a fuck star? With the night don't give a fuck star? Why begin all these songs with the night don't give a fuck star? With the night don't give a fuck star? Songs about breaking each other's hearts, and all the older ones, we tear this world apart.
Say that Russian spy satellite that crashed up in Canada give cancer to a cow in Carbondale, Illinois.
You unlock your bike in the dark, dark night. shuttered road, paid by those with buckled rules. And my broken by reflectors. The over 35s were never satisfied. We were young and didn't belong. I remember kick the can, and every year more cement on top.
Shanghai Lows with Plymouth Rock. That's my favorite Shanghai Lows song to date. Before that, the Copyrights with Before Midnight off their new CD, Alone in a Dome. Michael Caine and the Morning Afters, Tear This World Apart. I want to thank Michael for calling in once again. That's a great single, great band. I'll surely be playing a lot of him coming forward as the new release hits. Play something now by another band, it is riding a crest of quite a bit of success right now. These are the Weekend Friends.
I don't mind wasting away with you until the end of time. But I should let you know I'm a haunted ass sometimes.
Yeah. feel removed from what I'm in. But closing my eyes, I feel closer to you. I find peace in the valley of your truth. I try to be still, chasing the memories inside. Feeling born again, feeling joy again. When all is fair, your love will last forever. Your love will last forever.
This is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Kids are nestled in their beds, dreams of amplifier heads, hoping old Saint Nick knows where to go. Oh, oh. Snow is falling on the ground. Listen close and hear the sound of blitzing, shaking sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, oh. It's a peppermint Christmas. Peppermint Christmas.
Round and around and around we go. One last stop at the mistletoe, and it's gonna be a peppermint Christmas. Run, run, reindeer, it's a gas. Sliding down
Who says they don't play Christmas songs? That was the Peppermint Kicks with It's a Peppermint Christmas. Before that, Leon Bridges, Born Again off his new CD, Gold Digger Sound. Weekend Friends with Haunted House off of Quitter. Gonna go way back now. This is a local band that I used to enjoy quite a bit. These are the Gentlemen.
Worse when we broke into which guilty for sleeping easy. But I'm
All right, that was The Right Here with a song called Good Luck Trying off of Northern Town. Before that, Descendants off their new CD, Ninth and Walnut. The song was To Remember. Torres with Thirstier. And The Gentleman with When We Broke in Two. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to leave you with one now by Joan Jett. It's a bit of a lesser known Joan Jett song off of what I think was one of her better releases. It's called Sinner. I'm going to play something by her. See you next week. Peace. Once again, thanks for listening. WMFO, Medford.
She got girls! Girls all over the world! She got men! Every now and then! But you can't make up her mind on just how to fill her time. And the only way she can wind.
Yeah.